Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steeler Nation what's on our minds. I'm Melanie Friedlander. Another week, another round of NFL fines. When the Week 7 fines were posted by the league at 4 p.m. yesterday, four Steelers players were on the list for a total of five fines. Included was running back Jaylen Warren with a tab of $48,556, more than twice what any other player was charged based on his specific infraction and the fact that it was a repeated offense. It's also more than twice the value of his weekly game check. The reason given for the fine was unnecessary roughness. Warren was not flagged for a penalty on this play during the game when he was providing pass protection for his quarterback. After completing their weekly review of all games and all plays, the league faulted Warren for lowering his helmet against the defender. In my opinion, it's a soft call, but I understand that the league is taking a firm stance when it comes to these types of plays. No one wants to revisit the horrific moment of an in-game injury like the one sustained by Ryan Shazier, or see the end of a career or possible long-term disability. We're all for player safety. Having said that, fining a player the equivalent of two game checks is beyond excessive. An undrafted free agent in his second season might make a huge salary compared to you and me, but by NFL standards, Jaylen Warren isn't making that much money to begin with. Add the insult that based on current tax laws, his fines, which are donated to charitable organizations like the Professional Athletes Foundation, aren't even tax deductible. And he plays a position that has a short window for cashing in. The fine is not automatically deducted from the player's paycheck if he chooses to appeal. Per NFL operations, if a player opposes a ruling, he schedules a hearing with the NFL and his case is assigned to one of the league's current appeals officers, who are jointly appointed and paid by the NFL and the NFLPA. The officer assigned to the case reviews the play and hears the league's case and the player's defense. The officer's decision is final and the ruling is binding. Supposedly, consideration is given to the amount of the fine compared to the amount of the player's salary. Warren, whose base salary is $870,000, has already accrued fines over $97,000 in value from two unnecessary roughness fines. Warren's agent, David Cantor, tweeted that they will appeal this time as usual, indicating that they have done so in the past. Cantor also commented that his client is simply playing the game the way it's coached, and the fine is utterly ridiculous and overzealous. Cantor isn't wrong here. I'm sure he supports player safety and wouldn't want to see his client get injured in a game or cause injury to any other player, and I agree. No one wants to see a player pay for our entertainment with his health. But I also don't want to see players pay their entire salary when they're just trying to make a tackle or protect their quarterback. This is a problem the NFL needs to solve, and fast. The NFLPA needs to support the players on this issue. The players need to find a solution that makes sense from a standpoint of discouraging dangerous plays while still defending the players, especially those in the lower salary range, from losing all of their paychecks. That's my take. You can follow me on Twitter, @GirlSurgeon. Check out The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Follow us on SteelersDepot.com. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Dave Bryan and Alex Kozora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.